Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless the name of the Lord for making it possible for us to see the second day of the month of April, year 2022. Beloved, I want to appreciate the Lord for giving us the privilege, for protecting us, for his hand of mercy over our lives. Appreciate the Lord and give God the glory. Father, we thank you. Father, you are good. Father, you are great. Father, you are merciful. There is no one like you. We return back all glory to you. We return back all adoration to you. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be lifted high. You are the awesome God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. Beloved, if you are joining this program for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. In this program, we pray in high voltage. I want you to get yourself prepared. As we have been having testimony recorded on a daily basis, God is going to give you your testimony. God is going to meet with your needs. The power of God is going to be released upon your life. And every yoke in your life, yoke program into your life, shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life, this month of April shall favor you. This month of April shall be your month of celebration. This month of April shall be your month of encounter with great testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Appreciate him and worship him. Bless his holy name and magnify him. Take any songs of praises you love. And worship him. Oh, raise up your voices and bless his name. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies render. Right forever, amen. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. He can never, never change. Jesus the same forever. He can never, never change. He will never, never change. He can never, never change. Jesus the same forever. I love the man of Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sin and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man of Galilee. Amen. Declare this loud and clear. Say, I am a child of the living God. I have been bought by the blood of the Lamb. I have been saved by grace. The blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, is on my forehead. Therefore, no evil shall befall me. According to the word of God, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 17, the Bible says, henceforth, let no man touches me, because I bear the mark of the blood of Jesus Christ. As from today, you witch and witchcraft activity, you must not touch me. You evil and wickedness, you must not move closer to me. The arrow of the enemy must not locate me. You spirit of failure, spirit of non-achievement, spirit of bad luck, spirit of shame, spirit of iniquity, spirit of disgrace, you must not locate me. I am hidden in the blood of the Lamb, and by the blood, I overcome you the power of darkness. According to the word of the Lord, in Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto death. Therefore, I overcome you, every spirit of death and error. I overcome you, every spirit of infirmity. I overcome you, every spirit of detail. I overcome you, every spirit of insanity. I overcome you, every spirit of disorder. I overcome you, every spirit of impotence. I overcome you, every spirit of nerve destruction. I overcome you, every spirit behind high blood pressure. I overcome you, every spirit behind abdominal problems. I overcome you, every spirit behind blood disease. I overcome you, every spirit of conversion. I overcome you, every spirit of lack of vision. I overcome you, every spirit of enlargement of the liver. I overcome you, every spirit of kidney disease. I overcome you, every spirit of loss of weight. I overcome you, every spirit of rashes all over my body. I overcome you, every spirit of diabetes. I overcome you, every spirit of excessive urination. I overcome you, every spirit of itching. I overcome you, every spirit of tiredness. I overcome you, every spirit of disease in my reproductive organ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive victory over you, demon of stroke. I receive victory over you, demon of partial stroke. I receive victory over you, demon of brain attack. In the name of Jesus Christ, every inherited disease, depart from my life. Every inherited bondage, be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. That confession has gone far to work on behalf of people here. Declare this prayer loud and clear, with authority and with power. And as we begin to pray this prayer, things begin to occur. Say, arrow fire into my star to disgrace me. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my star to disgrace me. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my star to disgrace me. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my star to disgrace me. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my star to disgrace me. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my star to disgrace me. Go back to your sender in Jesus' name. Pray every calabash of darkness program into my body. Scatter and scatter in the name of Jesus. Every calabash of darkness programmed to my body. Scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every calabash of darkness programmed to my body. Scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every satanic chain keeping me from shining, break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic chain keeping me from shining, break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic chain keeping me from shining, break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic chain keeping me from shining, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Every witchcraft hand placed on my star, wither. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft hand placed on my star, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, something is going on over there now. Say, satanic embargo on my rising up, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo on my rising up, scatter by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Any personality that have collected witchcraft to attack me, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Any personality that has collected witchcraft to attack me, destroy yourself. Destroy yourself in Jesus' name we pray. I reject every inherited padlock in the name of Jesus. I reject every inherited bad luck in the name of Jesus. I reject every inherited bad luck in Jesus' name. We pray. You powers assigned to delay my breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. You powers assigned to delay my breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. You powers assigned to delay my breakthrough, in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, strong man of limitation in my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of limitation in my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of limitation in my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of limitation in my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Strong man of limitation in my life, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil altars in my environment limiting my destiny, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altars in my environment limiting my destiny, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altars in my environment limiting my destiny, cash fire in Jesus name. We pray. Coven of witchcraft in my environment oppressing me in the night, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Coven of witchcraft in my environment oppressing me in the night, cash fire in Jesus name. We pray. There are three prayers we want to pray now, and this prayer is specifically for some people here. If I call the prayer, you will know yourself. Say this prayer loud and clear. There are inheritance that belong to you. Some people are sitting on it, and that is why we're going to pray. Say, powers sitting on my inheritance, be unseated by fire in the name of Jesus. Powers sitting on my inheritance, be unseated by fire in the name of Jesus. Powers sitting on my inheritance, be unseated by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. This is number two. Powers using witchcraft to bewitch my children, in the name of Jesus. Powers using witchcraft to bewitch my children, in the name of Jesus. Powers using witchcraft to bewitch my children, in Jesus' name. This is number three. Any strange power assigned to waste my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Any strange power assigned to waste my life, there, in Jesus' name. Pray. Every dream of death, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every dream of death, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every dream of death, go back to your sender in Jesus' name. Pray. If you are having a dream and you are still relating to any dead fellow in your family, any dead person in your family, maybe your father, your mother, your grandparents, that dream is not a good dream at all. It is a dream inviting you to the grave. It's a dream that you must be dealt with. There is no relationship between the living and the dead. When that kind of thing is happening, it shows that there's a soul tie between you and that dead person. Break that soul tie, break the covenant, send the dead back to the grave, and you'll be able to live a fulfilled life. Thank you, Father. Beloved, a few days ago, we started a lecture on dealing with destiny killers. Dealing with destiny killers. I told you that the major purpose why you are on earth is to fulfill a major assignment given to you by the Lord. That assignment is your destiny. One thing the devil can do to capture your destiny is to divert you and then capture the destiny and kill that destiny. Your destiny is the reason why you're on earth. Jesus Christ even asked the disciples, he said, "Who do men think I am? Who do men think I am?" Jesus wanted to know whether the disciple recognize who they are talking to. Who do men think I am? Until Simon Peter was able to answer correctly. Matthew chapter 16 verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am?" Who do men say that the Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say that thou art Elias, some say that thou art Jeremiah, some say that thou art a prophet. He said unto them, but whom do you think I am, or who do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied immediately. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. You can see now, so issue of destiny is very critical. Destiny is a deep thing. Knowing yourself is the beginning of destiny. Self-discovery is a step into realizing of your destiny. Jesus was asking them whether they know who he is. And you can see the answer. So, beloved, your destiny is the blueprint, divine blueprint for your life. Is the purpose for your existence. Is the major assignment you have been sent here to do. Therefore, every power or any power, any personality, any force, any spirit that has been assigned to kill your destiny is your major enemy. You must run away from such. You must deal with such. You must confront that power with aggression. Number one destiny killer is sin. Sin is a destroyer of destiny. Sin will send destiny to the grave early. Number two is ignorance. Ignorance of who you are. Ignorance of your major assignment on earth. Your major assignment on earth. Ignorance. Imagine if Pele, the footballer, you know, some of you who are footballer will know, if Pele, who happened to be a brilliant Brazilian footballer, if that kind of man decided to be engaging in wrestling, he has failed. So the same thing, if Mike Tyson begin to play football, he has also failed. You must identify the major assignment, the major thing that God has programmed into your life. You must identify that potential that will make you to fulfill that assignment. You must identify it. So you must know why you were born. You must know why you are on earth to do, what you are on earth to do. You must know the purpose of your existence. You must know what God wants you to do. When you begin to know what God wants you to do, everything inside of you will help you to fulfilling such things. Jesus Christ came to this world to die for the sinner. His purpose is to die and die on the cross of Calvary and rise up the third day to bring power and victory to all believers. Victory over sin, over the world, over the devil. That is the major purpose why Jesus was on earth. So when the devil confronted that purpose, Jesus fought back. It is written. It is written. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. So you must understand your major assignment on earth. Three is also wickedness. Four is demonic attack. Five is the power of the curse or curses. And six is the power of evil covenant. Evil covenant are covenant form that is now waging war against you. Every evil covenant will affect you. Evil covenant, a covenant is an agreement between two people. When you enter into evil covenant, it will weigh you down, it will destroy that destiny. Therefore, get ready now as we pray. As we begin to pray these prayers, the power of God will move like a rocket, and the glory of God will begin to cover your life. Mazeke potau, maliamo koprakata, lagrekos koprau, rate, makokos kadi, indias kadaba. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you open your mouth and say this prayer.
Say arrow fired against my destiny. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fired against my destiny. Go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Bring out your bottle of water. If you have a bottle of oil, you can also bring it out. If you have your mantle, also hold it. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are God. We decree that the mantle, the oil, the water shall receive the impartation of fire. The Holy Ghost shall incubate them. The blood of Jesus shall flow into the oil, the water, and the mantle. The power of God shall rest upon them, and they shall become an instrument of deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little oil or water and say this prayer very well. Say, every poison of serpent and scorpion in my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, every poison of serpent and scorpion in my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, every poison of serpent and scorpion in my body, come out, come out. Ah, in Jesus' name, serpent and scorpions are all evil powers in all their ramifications. We are going to take the oil, put it on your forehead, and say this one. Say, every witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter, rip out to her. Every witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Number three, pray this prayer with your hand on your head. Say, Holy Ghost, incubate my brain in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, incubate my brain in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, incubate my brain in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, incubate my brain in Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your chest with the oil and you shout loud and clear. Say, every evil animal programmed into my body, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil animal programmed into my body, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil animal programmed into my body, come out and die in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every good thing that is dead in my life, wake up in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that is dead in my life, wake up in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that is dead in my life, wake up in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, powers that are about to waste my destiny, waste yourself in the name of Jesus. Powers that are about to waste my destiny, waste yourself in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your stomach now and say, every organs of my body, every organ of my body, receive revival in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive revival, receive revival, receive revival, receive revival in Jesus' name. Say, inherited spirit wife. If you are a woman, you say spirit husband. Inherited spirit wife, troubling my marriage, die in the name of Jesus. Inherited spirit wife, troubling my marriage, die in the name of Jesus. Inherited spirit wife, troubling my marriage, die in Jesus' name. Say, you spirit husband, strong man, die in the name of Jesus. You spirit husband, strong man, die in the name of Jesus. You spirit wife, strong man, die in Jesus' name. We pray. Anoint your hands and say after me. Say, my hand, you are the instrument of my labor. Receive anointing to prosper. Receive anointing to excel. Receive anointing to make wealth. Every chain in my hand, tie my hand down, break in the name of Jesus. Every cobweb of darkness, break in Jesus. Do you shake your hand very well? Shake your hand very well. Now take the oil and anoint your legs. My legs, you are the instrument of my dominion. Every embargo of darkness on my legs, break by fire. My legs, carry me to the location of breakthrough. Do not carry me to the location of tragedy. Thank you, Father. Now bring out your prayer request. Father, I pray that this request shall be answered. All good things written on this request shall receive immediate answer. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree to the life of as many people who are expecting uncommon breakthrough in this month of April, Receive that breakthrough now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Career breakthrough. Receive it now. Marital breakthrough. Receive it now. Conception breakthrough. Receive it now. Delivery breakthrough. Receive it now. Business breakthrough. Receive it now. Visa breakthrough. Receive it now. Green card breakthrough. Receive it now. Permanent resident breakthrough. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Your health breakthrough also receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. May God bless you. May the Lord continue to lay his hand upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want to advise you to take prayer so much in this year, and the Lord will answer your prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. If you have testimony to share with us, or you have given your life to Jesus, we want us to pray along with you, send your information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. And you can get us also at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fextac Town. Or you get to our international headquarters, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, international headquarters, number 13 on Lasimbo Street, Unike, Sabuyaba, just behind Second Gate. And God bless you as you come. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. By the grace of God, 7 a.m. this morning, there's a special program we call Palm of Changers. You can watch this on YouTube also. And the Lord bless you so much in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are living in Lagos, we expect you. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. You need deliverance? You need prayers? Oh, get in touch, and the Lord Almighty will deliver you. It is well with you in Jesus' name.